Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today, as we continue with our thoughts and considerations, as the church continues to prepare herself with the novena of the Holy Spirit for Pentecost, these readings today are very good for reflecting on the gift of piety. And sometimes we perhaps don't understand this, what piety is, but it's, you know, it's the love that we give, first of all, to God himself, but it touches on parents and even, you know, those of lawful authority. And with regards to this, you know, first we consider, you know, this love, our divine filiation, our relationship with God, and this, our tenderness and affection of a son for his father. And we'll say that with a capital F, you know, our Heavenly Father. And I often do talk about this, you know, as in our prayers, you know, as we pray to God and ask him for things, that we need to approach him as a child does its father, its mother. It's not wrong to ask. Sometimes we may think that the asking is some kind of a presumption or a, you know, a testing of God. We can be testing God. It can be that we're asking that spirit of, as it were, as demanding God, like, well, you must do this, you know, or else. I mean, we lay down our conditions. And, you know, I often remind people, I mean, it says, this is not how you, you know, you talk to your own mom and dad that way. You know, this is, if you're really my mom and dad, then you've got to do this for me. I'll show you your mom and dad. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. But when a child asks its parents for something, the parents, if they realize it's something that's good for the child, it's not harmful or hurtful, they realize that there's a benefit to the child in giving them this, you know, honoring their request, as it were, then the parents, in accordance with what they think is best for the child, give it to the child in the way they determine that the child should have it. And so we need to realize that when we approach God, this same holds true. And in understanding, you know, this relationship, you know, say with the family, we begin to understand that relationship that we need to have with our Heavenly Father. He does love and care for us. In fact, he's given us our parents. One of the acknowledgments that we, by giving due honor and whatnot to our parents, we honor that, first of all, that God is involved in this act, you know, the marital act of procreation by which we've been brought into existence. And it's our recognition, really, and our honor that we give to God, that we honor those who gave us life. And whether or not, you know, sometimes parents may fail or whatever, but you look at the lives of the saints. There's been saints that have had parents that, you know, didn't really, they weren't the best of parents, to put it simply. You know, well, we're human. We do all have our weaknesses. We do all have our failures. And sometimes, in today's world, sometimes this gets overmuch. You know, people start wondering, they have one problem or another, and they look back, and it's got to be mom and dad's fault. It's like, get with it. And maybe there is a fault there with mom and dad, but, well, part of our, and this too touches on piety, to forgive wrongs. You know, if we're having a problem with something that happened in the past, one of the real problems, one of the real reasons that we may be having serious difficulties is we haven't forgiven a wrong in the past. And as Catholics, we're called to do this. We have to forgive. And we may find it difficult, but all you do is look at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. God himself is the first who's taught us how to forgive. He so loved us, even after our fall, even after all our sins that we have committed against him, and by way, you know, by which we've offended him grievously, he's given us his only begotten Son for our salvation. And not to forget this brings us again back to piety. You know, all of this really touches on piety. But even so, our Blessed Mother responds in kind. So much did she love us that she reciprocates this love of the Heavenly Father. She offers as a sacrifice to the Heavenly Father her only begotten Son for our salvation. You know, so we learn with this honoring of mother and father, we learn to honor our Heavenly Father and our Heavenly Mother. She who is revealed, as it were, the Blessed Trinity to us, that there is God the Father, that there is God the Son, and that there is the Holy Spirit. It's through the Mother that we've come to know this. You know, in our response, you know, striving in our life to honor our Father and Mother, our Heavenly Father and Mother, our earthly Father and Mother, to give them honor by our lives, by our words, and showing that we love them by keeping their commandments, doing what they ask insofar as it's not sinful. This teaches us too that piety is actually even tied. It's one of the reasons why the family, you know, the way God established it between one man and one woman, why the family is the bedrock of society. You destroy the family, you destroy society. You can't have a society without the family. Because it teaches us how to obey all legitimate authority, all lawful authority. Because all lawful authority comes from God. And if it isn't from God, then it's not authority. It's not something to be obeyed when we're asked to do something which is sinful. In fact, this is in part what these martyrs today suffer for this. Unreasonable demands, contrary to the way God established, you know, human relationships, were asked of them. They refused. And they suffered martyrdom as a consequence. Our piety also touches, as I've mentioned, on Our Lady, our saints, those who we feel in a particular way that God has given us. And I've touched too even on this, that sometimes while we may be moved by a particular saint, I don't want to say that it's always just ourselves. Sometimes I think God's trying to introduce us to some of the saints. As it were, he gives us some of this, you know, if it's drawing us to him, he's the one who's probably the biggest mover in it. And we need these saints. You know, they need to be a part of our life. And we reciprocate, really, we're reciprocating, as it were, in gratitude for things given to us that perhaps we're not wholly aware. And there may be many saints, and probably won't say there isn't. There's many saints in heaven that we don't know who help us, and we won't know who they are until, well, we get to heaven. As it were, for whatever reason, divine providence, they're hidden from us. Let us in a special way with Our Lady implore this gift of piety. It goes further than acts of the virtue of religion, and by means of this gift, the Holy Spirit activates all the virtues which in one way or another are related to justice. To mention, sometimes we do have obligations in justice. And sometimes I think we forget this when we say that something is, oh, it's just an act of charity, that sometimes we're not obliged gravely in charity to do things from time to time. Now, I won't say always, but we do have to really examine sometimes when we say something is just, oh, it's just, you know, charity. Charity doesn't mean that it's always that I'm free. I can choose to do it or not do it. While in not doing it, I may sin gravely against charity. So we do have to consider whether I have an obligation in charity sometimes to do something. It touches very much as well on this piety that we're talking about. Its field of activity includes our relations with God, with angels, and with men. It includes also all created things considered as family, belongings of God's household. The gift of piety makes us treat them always with respect because of their relation to their Creator. Let us turn to Our Lady, asking her to touch our hearts and to respond as she did to the will of the Heavenly Father who loves us, who has given us, as it were, the Holy Scriptures, you know, to have this veneration, which she herself, again, this touches on piety, to have a love of the Scriptures that she did, our instruction manual, our way, as it were, to maintain ourselves that one day we might be happy in heaven with our Heavenly Father, our Blessed Mother, and all the angels and saints, and above all, our other family, I want to say above all, God's above all, but also with our family members, those people whom we have perhaps even lived our lives with, one day, if we have lived in God's grace, we will be reunited with them as well as with the angels, the saints, our Blessed Mother, and as I've already said, above all, God our Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.